Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon. What a great day. If you've been outside, man, if you haven't, do it today. It's going to be nice. And don't complain about the heat. 2 weeks ago, you were complaining about the cold. You and I know it's just going to be a nice day. And boy, we sure hope that SpaceX has great success today. I can't wait to get home and hopefully watch that thing go up and have great, we don't need anything else bad to happen. Welcome to the program, Food, Wine, and Fun for Your Ears. I wish you could be in the studio with me and have some real food, wine, and fun. Better yet, I wish we could be up in beautiful Lincoln, Nebraska and going to Goldenrod Pastries and purchasing some delectable. Oh, my God, I just love looking at these pictures. Somebody has to come up with scratch and sniff, whether it's on a TV screen or your computer or in a book. And the book from Goldenrod Pastries is called Perfectly Golden, Adaptable Recipes for Sweet and Simple Treats. And when I first saw the press release, looked at it, I said, that's interesting. And then I got the book, and it says on the front, gluten-free when it matters, dairy-free if you need it, vegan if you like. And that, my friends, is the adaptable part of this. But when you look at the pictures, and who better to talk about it than the gal who put together Goldenrod Pastries? I think it was 2014. Angela Garbitz. Is that close, Angela?
That is perfect. Thank you.
Well, look.
Hi.
And welcome to The Good Life, and congratulations. You have been a busy person.
Yeah, we are keeping busy right now for sure. You are right about that.
And then you found time to write this book and fill it with magnificent photographs.
Thank you. Yeah, it was something on my list that I always wanted to do. And you are right. My photographer, Daniel Muller, he really captured these treats in such a beautiful way. I can't remember which page it is exactly, but the dark chocolate buns. It's one of my favorite photos in the book. And the chocolate ganache on top of the buns,
yes. It's
so shiny. And the picture is so incredible. You can actually see the blue and white on these from my storefront in the glaze.
And you know,
that's one of my favorite pictures.
You know how strange, not strange at all, my wife has that flagged as a soon-to-be-prepared dessert item because she knows Good Life Guy likes dark chocolate, and it is.
I think you're gonna be in heaven with those.
I can't wait. Well, let's talk about you. Take us way back. What began as your interest into food in general and pastries, and what led you to where you are today? Give us the history.
Yeah, so I've put a lot of stories from my family and from my childhood into Perfectly Golden. And that's where it really all started, as it does for a lot of chefs. I spent a lot of time in the kitchen with my mom and my brother and sister, my grandmothers. My dad's an amazing cook as well. And our life really revolved around the next meal and the next snack and what my mom was baking. And, you know, before bed, we would stand around the mixer and the three of us kids would make cookies together with my mom. And it was just something that was always a staple in our lives. And it wasn't something that was ever like, oh, you've had too much sugar, you can only have one cookie. It was very much something that was celebrated. And I just knew, as soon as I found out that when I was a little kid, the Food Network, the Food TV Network started, and that was the only thing I wanted to watch. And it was about then that I realized that people could actually work in food and make food as a living. And I was about 6 or 7 years old. And when I realized that, I was like, all right, well, I guess I figured it out. And that's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. So luckily, with a lot of, you know, a lot of hard work, a long journey along the way, it's what I do, and I love every minute of it.
Well, you appear to be a quite young lady. I'm not asking for your age. And you started this company in 2014. And I know for you, it seems like a long time ago. But look what you have done.
It's gone very fast.
Oh, my God. I mean, go ahead.
So at that point, I had been working in professional kitchens for about, you know, a little under 15 years, about 15 years. And which is where the adaptable part of the book comes from. At that point, I realized that I just really couldn't kid myself anymore and that dairy just isn't something that works for me. And so as a person who was trained in classic French pastry and I'd grown up eating traditional Midwestern diet, lots of butter, milk, cheese, and everything, I realized that I had to learn how to bake for myself and find some recipes that worked for me and make some recipes of things that I've always loved that I couldn't eat anymore. And so I started Goldenrod Pastries as a blog, and I started sharing my recipes, sharing my stories, kind of this journey of dairy-free baking. And what was so interesting to me, and it was totally unplanned, was that a lot of people started, and I shared all of this through social media, through Instagram mostly, and Facebook, and people started reaching out to me almost immediately and said, well, I'm not dairy-free, but I have celiac disease, or I have a gluten sensitivity, and I'm a 35-year-old guy, and I haven't had a donut since I was 7. Can you help me? Or my 10-year-old has never had a birthday cake. And as a chef, as somebody who loves food, first and foremost, all I want to do is feed people and find a way to make food for them. And I realized that there were all of these people who are kind of left out of the conversation. And so I didn't know how to make gluten-free donuts or a gluten-free birthday cake or a vegan birthday cake, but I said yes to all of these people. And so I think my blog launched in about April or May of 2014. And then my storefront opened in May of 2015. So it does seem like a while ago, but lately I've realized just how fast it's gone. So we opened a year after the blog was published for the first time. And I now have a team. I mean, due to the pandemic, it's a little bit smaller of a team right now, but at full capacity, there are 20 of us. And just released my first cookbook in April. So we're moving very quickly.
Boy, well, you are. And while you're talking, I was, again, in my zeal for scratch and sniff, I'm flipping through the pictures going, oh, God, I bet that smells good. Yeah, I like this word. I don't think of all the gluten-free books and diet-restricted books that I've seen in the last couple of years, and there's been many, I don't think I ever saw this diet-inclusive, as you described the bakery. And you just kind of, you summed it all up, because it's not just gluten-free or vegan or whatever. And then to do this, and I have to assume that if you're enjoying good success, you must be able to do this well. I would find it really difficult to bake without butter and cream and, you know, some of those things. And you obviously have done that. And I know there's a lot of alternatives, but, man, I just...
It is hard, though. I think that, like, the one thing that really struck me and kind of was a lightning bold moment for me was there are a lot of alternatives that feel the same way or act the same way. So like canned coconut milk that's full fat, it's about the same consistency as heavy cream. So in a recipe where you would use heavy cream, obviously it doesn't whip up quite the same way, mm-hmm. but for like a chocolate ganache and you want that really fatty, awesome flavor, that's a really good alternative. Coconut oil so our lemon curd recipe that's in the book, usually lemon curd is eggs, egg yolks, lemon juice, butter, sugar, maybe a stabilizer like gelatin if you want. And at the end of the day, I realized that while you put the butter in and it melts into a liquid because you put it in the hot lemon curd, and coconut oil is a liquid when it's warm as well. So why couldn't we just use that as the fat instead of butter? And so you kind of start thinking about things in a way that you know, you're always taught that you only use butter, you only use milk, you only use these things. But there really are some cool alternatives once you kind of start thinking about it. But the cool thing about Goldenrod Pastries, the bakery, and the cool thing about Perfectly Golden, the book, is that there are options for people who don't have dietary restrictions. And that's what is most important to me. And I always tell people that I'm one thing that I'm super proud of and I love about Goldenrod is that we are all vegan or gluten-free, dairy-free, all of these things, but most of our customers do not eat that way. And so we're able to fill this gap of for people who really need it or really like it. But the food, you won't really tell a difference if you don't need those things. And I always use my parents as a judge. My dad's a great judge. He's, you know, born and raised Nebraska. He works in agriculture. He really likes meat and potatoes and really good pastries. And his mom was Polish and made her treats with lots of butter and milk. And so when I opened up, I always like to give him a new recipe, like our cinnamon roll recipe, and just kind of wait and see and not tell him that it was vegan. And he loved it. And I was like, okay, this is what we're going for. We want to make stuff that's so good that even the people who think they don't like it won't be able to tell.
Man, it's gotta be a challenge, but I'm telling you, if the pictures do justice, I mean, someday I'm going to walk into your front door and I'll have my Feed Me shirt on.
Well, we'll be excited to honor that.
We're going to talk more about the book, but I want to talk. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the website and what folks can find there and why they should go there. I can tell you a dozen reasons, but I'll let you tell us. And then we'll chat a little bit about the book. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day today. I hope your weekend's off to a good start. And were you supposed to be at work today, or are you at work today?
I am at work today. Yep, I'm in the basement of the bakery. They're running around upstairs above me.
Oh, God, I hope the bakery's in good hands, and I appreciate your time.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back after this break. More with Angela and Perfectly Golden, adaptable recipes for sweet and simple treats. They don't look that simple to me. They look magnificent. Don't go away.